We offer a warm welcome to each of you from the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the last Sunday you will hear the voice of our announcer greeting you with the words, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Claire Rampton has opened and closed our program for 29 years. He passed away on June 2nd after a very brief bout with cancer. Claire believed that each day was a gift from God. He enjoyed life, whether it was with his family serving in his congregation, working in an executive position at the Rath Packing Company, announcing an athletic event at the University of Northern Iowa, are greeting those who listen to the Christian Crusaders radio program. But Claire also knew that when this life was over, his Savior had prepared for him a heavenly home. He knew him in a very personal way. All of this salvation comes as a gift to Claire by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We praise God that He has taken him to the heavenly home. But those who are here will miss Claire very much. We open our service today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the gift of life. And today, in a very special way, we thank you for that gift that you gave to Claire, and the gift that he used on this radio program. We thank you that salvation was made possible for him through faith in Jesus Christ. And so today, as we sing praises to you for what you did through him, we remember his family who mourn his passing. God, help us to understand the brevity of life, even when it is lived out for many years. Help us to understand that you have prepared a place for all people, but only those who know you as Savior and Lord will ever understand the meaning of living with you throughout all eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh,
Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the third chapter of James. It begins with the 13th verse. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. But where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ. St. Paul, writing a letter to the Philippian congregation, said this: He who began the good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, what God is saying here in the scriptures is that the Lord Jesus Christ, who has created faith in our hearts and led us into a personal relationship with him, is not done with us. Very important for us to realize that as Christians. We are sometimes prone to say, well, I'm right with God, and now I can go on and do my thing. And not so. The Lord Jesus is trying to remove the rough spots in us, so that we may live closer to perfection. Now, that does not mean that we're going to be perfect while we're here, not at all. But it means that the work that he has started and will not be completed until we reach our heavenly home continues to go on while we are here on this earth. In other words, we should be different people 5 years from now, as far as our Christian maturity is concerned, than we are on this particular Sunday. And so he is showing us in his word some of the kinds of people, that he is anxious to send out into our world. Last week, in the sermon, I visited with you about the fact that he is interested not only in creating faith in our hearts, but he is anxious to strengthen that faith to the place that we can face the trials and the temptations of the world and stand strong. Today, in this portion of God's Word that is recorded in the third chapter of James, in which I have read to you, he is talking about having children who will walk in a society as spiritually wise people, a type of wisdom which is foreign in the thinking of an otherwise enlightened society. That we would walk here in this very, very enlightened society as the spiritually wise. And people would ask the question, well, what do you mean by that? Well, let's begin by talking about what is wisdom. Wisdom, we must begin by saying, is far more than having knowledge. You've heard the old saying that the person was book smart and street dumb. As best I can understand it, this individual is not able to put his knowledge to work. It doesn't seem to apply to the practical areas of life. You could illustrate it by saying, well, here is a marriage counselor who, when you walk into his or her office, has several degrees facing you. And yet, as you get better acquainted with that individual, you find out that she or he has gone through a couple of divorces themselves. And you ask the question, well, with all the knowledge that you have, couldn't you apply it and keep your own marriage together? Or you may say it's something like a theologian who has degree upon degree and doctorates upon doctorates. And as you visit with the person, you will hear him expound at length on any given theological subject. But it doesn't take you long to learn that this man, in the biblical sense of the word, is not a Christian. He may go so far as to say, well, I think we have to wonder if Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. And we have to wonder if he was raised on the third day in a physical sense of the word. There's one big question mark after the other. We have to wonder if the Bible is our only authority as far as faith and life are concerned. There are those kind of theologians, and they have worked their way into a teaching position in some of the most prestigious universities and seminaries in the world. Well, James, in his letter to the early Christians, says there are two types of wisdom. There is a worldly wisdom, and there's a spiritual wisdom. Now we're talking not just about knowledge, but these people who have the ability to apply the knowledge. And so we can truly say about them that they are quite wise people. It's the only way you can put it. Let's take a look at what James' distinction is here when he talks about the wisdom of the world. We'll start by an illustration. Here is a very intelligent young man. By that I mean he has the ability to learn. His ACT score was 34, and that's nigh on to perfect. He is a 4-point grade average student in high school. He was awarded several scholarships. Now you would say this would make him a very wise person. So wise, we sent him on to the university. And he goes to the university. And he acquires a lot more knowledge. But the problem is, he cannot seem to apply it. You know, they have an old joke that the person goes through the academic training. When he or she is not able to make the application and get along in life and be successful in the chosen field, they send him on or her on to be a professor. Professors have a lot of knowledge. This is not true of all professors. I have too many of them who are my personal friends and certainly have all kinds of wisdom. But there are some who can tell you how to do it, but they can't do it. Now, the wise person is one who can put that knowledge to work in a very visible way. Now, let's try to illustrate this. And because society often measures wisdom by success, and success they often think of in terms of finances, let's deal with it in a financial sense of the word. Here is this average young man. He has good intelligence. He is adequate as far as his formal training is concerned. And when he goes off to school, he says, I have one great desire, and that is to become a very, very, very wealthy person. Well, he might belong to a church, but he can't let the teachings of God's word affect him too much, for fear that they get in the way of his accomplishing the goal of becoming a very wealthy person. James says that he needs to have within him, I guess, a certain amount of selfish ambition and not be afraid of employing evil practices. For sooner or later, he's got to adopt a philosophy that the end justifies the means. Well, he goes on this way and he works hard, and it isn't long before he has accomplished his goal. He now is at the age of 40 and he's able to walk around and say, you know, I've made it. I now can retire if I want to. I'm not going to, but I have earned enough that I don't have to work another day in my life. How would society deal with him? Without a doubt, they would say, oh, there's a go-getter. This is the kind of a person we ought to have in life. He is not out looking for somebody to take care of him. He's going to take care of himself and take care of himself well. Look at the wisdom. Yeah, look at the wisdom. Look at how he got this money in some cases. He cheated. He didn't care what he did to another person. He went right ahead and he got it all. When we call him a wise person, well, I imagine he could apply the knowledge that he had. But it was not according to the will of God. And so James in our text today says such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For when you have envy and ambitions that are selfish, there you find disorder and every evil practice. Now, if that is worldly knowledge, you could ask the question, what is spiritual knowledge? And let's just take this matter of finance again. Here is another person, and we'll call this person a woman. She's of average intelligence. She has adequate education. But the difference is that she is in a very personal relationship with Jesus Christ. She understands that she is a sinner. She knows that Christ alone can save her. She realizes that this life on earth is only brief. And when it's all over, she will stand before God. And only what is eternal is of any real value whatsoever. She is a person who is anxious to get on with her work, and so she works hard. She is a conscientious person. She is very competent. Her clients seek her out. And so, sooner or later, she too is financially successful. And she too could probably say at the age of 40, you know, I guess I wouldn't have to work again in my life. But I want to. For God has given me the talent to serve Him. God has blessed me. Look at what He's given me. He's given me all of these talents. He has given me a great deal of money. And now I am to be a good steward of His. That person has wisdom that comes from above. James says again in the text that is ours today, it comes from heaven. It is pure. It is peace-loving. It is considerate. It takes that wealth and says, how can I best use it for the furtherance of the kingdom of God and the betterment of humanity? It is submissive, willing to submit to what God wants to be done. It is full of mercy and good fruit. It's impartial. It is sincere. This is a person in the presence of God has not only become a very intelligent individual and a wise person able to apply the knowledge, but a spiritually wise person. One who says, God, what do you want me to do? This is a type of spiritual people that God wants to send into a materialistic society and give witness to what true wisdom really is. There is another way that God also can use a wise person, and time does not permit us to go into this very deeply, but for just a moment, if you take a look at our text again, in case you're using your Bible, you'll notice that James here talks about the peacemaker. This is where wisdom, spiritual wisdom, is extremely necessary. We live in a world that has all kinds of strife. This world has always had strife. People have always been at odds with one another. This has not only been among the nations, but this is also found in homes. It is found between husband and wife. It is found in churches where there is strife. How do you get any peace there? Here you cry out to that individual who has some spiritual wisdom, who is able to sit down and say, come now, let us reason together. Has the ability to take that individual and just draw that person into the presence of God and deal with forgiveness and living in the spirit of the gospel and listening and not always talking and rising above the emotions and understanding what human nature really is. Well, we don't have time to pursue this any further, but that kind of spiritual knowledge that God seeks to put into our hearts and to send us out into the world. My question is this, friend. It was Albert Einstein who said after the atomic bomb had been perfected, yes, we have done the job. My question is, now that we release this atomic power, do we have the wisdom to use it for the betterment or the destruction of society? That's a question that we have to ask ourselves today. And God answers. It all depends on how many people we have in this world who know what spiritual wisdom is all about. Amen.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross where I first saw light, and the burden of my heart rolled away.
Father, we pray that you will fill our hearts with spiritual wisdom, that we may understand with Solomon of old that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Give us grace to turn to you for guidance. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We praise God for his provision and thank our faithful listeners for your gifts and prayers necessary to make this ministry a reality. Share the word of Christian Crusaders with a friend, a relative, or a neighbor. By making more people aware, we can increase our radio and internet ministry by sharing the word and spreading the light so that no one walks in darkness. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported by gifts from our listeners. Many of you have become a broadcast sponsor, sending a gift of $100. This generous gift pays for 1 week's broadcast on the station you listen to. We thank our broadcast sponsors for helping us buy radio time on 34 stations in 13 states across the nation. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Christian Crusaders is now in our 67th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.